This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Toronto Blue Jays pro scouting director Perry Manassian. Perry, what are your impressions of Lansing?
This is a great town. It's a great place for minor league baseball. The affiliate's outstanding. The atmosphere. We were here last night. It was an exciting game. And the atmosphere around this ballpark is it's just an outstanding place to develop players, and it's a good community.
What was your road to the Toronto Blue Jays?
I previously worked for the Texas Rangers. I grew up in the clubhouse. My father was a clubhouse manager for 25 years. Grew up cleaning bathrooms, doing laundry, those types of things. I bat boyed for a long time and gradually asked enough questions and tried to really learn the details of the game and moved on. I became an advanced scout. I became an assistant to Buck Showalter and his coaching staff in Texas, and that led me to Toronto.
What are the moments during the season where you say, that's why I'm in this?
That's a great question. Opening day is always it's a day that's hard to explain. Because all 30 clubs, there's hope. The stadium's packed. You feel a sense of pride. You understand that this is it's a special game to work in, and it's a game that I love. And opening day for me is as good of a day as you're going to find. And obviously, in Texas, I was able to participate in the playoffs and be a part of those playoff clubs in 96, 98, and 99. And there's nothing like tasting champagne. It's an amazing feeling. So those two are as good as it gets.
Any similarities with what those clubs had and what you're trying to do with the Toronto Blue Jays now? Any quality that winning teams have?
You know, I think obviously talent plays, and every team would tell you that. Talent is obviously a key component in building a winning organization, but the makeup part of it is sometimes overlooked, and the makeup of the players that we're trying to bring to Toronto and develop that sense of chemistry and the energy they play with and personality, like a Yunel Escobar, like a Brett Laurie, like a Colby Rasmus, guys that play with a little swagger and have no fear. And that's one of the things going into Fenway Park in September in a pennant race, going into Yankee Stadium in September in a pennant race, you have to have those types of kids, of men, you know, that go in there and compete as hard as they can and enjoy the moment.
How do you find those guys? You can't just look at the numbers on paper.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things. You know, we're fortunate to have an outstanding scouting staff. We have former general managers and Jim Beatty, Ed Lynch, former Major League Baseball players and Bob Hamblin, Sal Butera, Gary Racich. And the list goes on and on. Russ Bovee, John Lalonde, Mike Mangan. I mean, it's an outstanding group of scouts. And that's one of the things that I feel like that I'm most proud of as far as being the director of the pro scouting staff. And throughout the organization is the amount of attention we pay to makeup, not only on the field but off the field. And, you know, one of the biggest things is reliability. It's important to go into a season and have a general idea of what somebody's going to do for your club. And we feel like we're getting to that point to where the players we have under contract, that you could say, hey, you know what, there's a good shot. Obviously, health plays a big part of it, but there's a good shot that this guy's going to do X, and he's going to be able to provide this type of offense, this type of defense, this type of energy day in and day out. So the makeup component is key, especially in the AL East, anywhere, but especially in the AL East because of the difficulty of the competition. And I feel like over the last couple of years, we've really taken the stride forward in that sense.
Speaking with Perry Manassian, Toronto Blue Jays pro scouting director, what is the state of the Blue Jays minor league organization this year, right now, adding a new team into that ladder?
I think we're in good shape. I really do. There's a lot of talent in each level. The extra organization is obviously is very key because it allows opportunity. And Andrew Tinnish, our amateur scouting director, and his staff have done a nice job as far as scouting, and we scout rounds 1 through 50, and we look for impact in rounds 1 through 50. And the extra affiliate obviously allows extra opportunity to where kids might be buried in the Gulf Coast League, not get enough innings. The extra affiliate obviously gives kids an extra chance to play, more reps, and the development of those kids with having the extra club is key.
Seems, too, that the Blue Jays have really dipped into the international signings and are approaching the drafts differently than they used to. What's the philosophy?
International signings are a key component to each organization's success. You look around the big leagues and 38%, 40% of rosters are filled with international players. And this is a global game. It's not it's a global game, and there's talent all over the world. And I think we're just touching the surface. Obviously, Dominican, Venezuela, Puerto Rico have been places that we've scouted for a long time. But Japan over the last 15, 20 years has become a big player. I could see Korea, and they've also had some Chan Ho Park players of that nature become impact players. They're starting to really produce quality talent. Taiwan, China, those places are all markets where it's almost untapped potential, and it's starting to become a place where each club is spending a lot of time and really digging and trying to find talent. This is a competitive game, and our scouts will tell you, I tell Alex all the time, I'll go to Mars to go see a player if we feel like he has a chance to help us win. So it's a global game, from Australia to Japan to Brazil to India. I mean, the Pirates signed two players from India, one still in their minor leagues. It's a global game, and international signings are a key component to obviously keep filling the farm and future success of an organization.
What's a moment that sticks out in your mind, a story where you went to a place that you weren't too sure about, and yet once you went there, you discovered a talent that you said, this justified this trip entirely?
There's been a couple. Obviously, Dominican trips with Marco Patti, our international scouting director. He does an outstanding job with his staff. And when you go to the Dominican Republic or when you go to Venezuela and you see, it's almost like reality hits to a certain extent with certain individuals. The quality of life is definitely not the same as it is here in America, even Canada. And it makes
Toronto.
Yeah, exactly, Toronto in general. And it makes you appreciate what you have at home and understanding their upbringing and what they've gone through from ages, from a toddler up until 15, 16 years old, and what their goals are in life and their hunger for baseball and how they feel when they play the game and how the energy level they play with and the enjoyment they get out of competing. It's second to none. It really is. It's impressive to watch. And we've taken a lot of trips where we've gone to places that not a lot of people probably venture on vacation and to find talent. And there's numerous stories to where you sit there and you're on a three-hour drive to a remote area in Venezuela or the Dominican Republic, and you're looking around, and it's an open field, and not really a baseball diamond, and not really a pitcher's mound, and a kid will come off a donkey, or he'll walk into the ballpark, or wherever you are, the field, and the glove is not your average glove, the ball is not your average ball, but he'll go out there and throw and show you that he does have talent.
Perry, lastly, you know baseball. You've grown up with baseball. Baseball is your sport. What's one thing, though, about baseball that you've learned where a light bulb went on and suddenly you knew something differently, or maybe you understood something differently now that you didn't know back when you were assisting Buck Showalter that you'd like to tell yourself back then?
This game is, you learn every day. You learn something new every day. Sitting in the stands yesterday watching this club play, and watching the development of certain players and their career path, opposed to if you look 2 years previous to where they are now and how they got to where they've gotten and the amount of work they put in, it's every day is a learning experience. I can't really pinpoint one thing, but it's just, I think, again, it goes back to the makeup. It goes back to the person, and I believe that since I was 11 years old, I've had the privilege, I've been blessed to be around big league players for 20 years, growing up in a major league clubhouse. And the makeup is the great separator. It's what separates the good from the great. The guys with talent that have makeup become great players. The guys with talent that might not work as hard as others and the makeup might be questionable never reach that ceiling. So for myself personally, it always goes back to makeup and what makes a person tick. And does he wake up thinking about baseball? Does he go to sleep thinking about baseball? Does he wake up and think about his previous at-bats the night before? Does he have a hunger to get better? Does he have that certain intestinal fortitude to sacrifice what it takes to be a big league player and help a club win? And obviously, people talk about it all the time. The old-time scouts talk about it all the time. There's winning players and there's losing players, and I definitely buy into that. There's guys that are talented that just, as far as reaching their overall potential, don't do it. And there's guys that overachieve, and there's nothing better than watching a kid come up from the minor leagues, from Lansing on up to Dunedin to New Hampshire to Vegas, get to the big leagues where I remember 4 or 5 years ago, you sit there and go, it doesn't look good for this kid. You know, it's going to take a lot of work. Next thing you know, you open your eyes and he's put the work in. Aptitude-wise, he's been able to retain information and apply it to the game and reach the big league level. It's an enjoyment not only for the scouting staff, but player development, front office. It's enjoyment for the whole organization.
Toronto Blue Jays Pro Scouting Director Perry Manassian. Perry, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.